Sally Austin. And a track called Shoot the Moon, one of my all-time favourites there. I really haven't a clue what's going on at the moment. Dave Richards, are you there again?
Yes, I'm back now. Actually, my monitor got detuned, so I couldn't quite hear what you were saying.
But never mind,
it's so organised now.
Whereabouts are you now?
Sitting in the record library, and if anybody ever thought that being a disc jockey is easy money, forget it. This is the record library, and of course we choose all our own music. Now that can take a good couple of hours of preparation. We have... or 5 minutes. it depends what time you just get up, says Tony James. He's just come in here rubbing his eyes for a change. We have the index cards.
Is he sober?
No, not really. We have the basically the record library works on an index system. We have index cards where we can look up things alphabetically because we have quite a few albums, at least 3 or 4 now. So we can at least look through and decipher what we have. Sitting next to me, again, Jay Jackson.
Well, I was just going to say, actually, Dave, that the library, since we first came on the air, has grown so much. We've actually had to extend it. And now we have all the black and disco music down in Tom Anderson's cabin. So that's no longer a cabin, but that's all stored down there, you see.
Yes. He was insistent.
Happy music in Keith King's cabin.
Yes, with the tranquilizers.
Listen, that wasn't the man himself, was it? Hello, I'm Keith King.
Hello, I'm Keith King.
Was it?
Ah, it's snowing! At least that's what I hope it is. And also we keep all our music material in cartridges. And actually, my hand is turned the same colour as it did when I was sunbathing this year on the deck. I acquired this nickname called Scum, and the reason was I got terribly sunburned and I was flaking all down the corridors, and there's people following me down there with dustpans and brushes and what have you. But that's really basically it as far as the record library goes. Quite extensive. We also use this as a lounge where you'll come up here and whinge and moan.
And lounge around.
And basically lounge around. Like, yes.
If we look on one wall, we've got a rather large calendar which is going to come down in a few days' time with a dove of peace. It actually has a peace poster. Then there's a picture of the old ship, the wreck. And there's also a personally autographed photograph from Boy George which was sent to us earlier on in the year. We've got love and stuff from Boy George, Radio Caroline, hello and all that business. What else have we got in here besides records? We've got a dustbin, that's really interesting. Hang on.
Oh yes, there's the dustbin.
There
I'll keep that.
Hang on.
What's that? Oh, a load of Heineken cans. Actually, if ever you thought that also... Yeah, that's it. Have you ever thought that life on ship can be sometimes a bit arduous? You need to be a person of integrity, well-balanced personality, and just like Jay, actually.
Yes, absolutely.
He's sitting there, and he's doing something disgusting with a toy doll, but we won't talk about that. In fact, I play more music.
Right, make sure he doesn't put all his weight on the chair in case he breaks it, okay? See you later, Dave.
See you later, bye.
We'll be going back to those lunatics in about 10 minutes' time. I really haven't a clue. What is going on? Good vibes from the North Sea, that's what's going on. This is Jeffrey Osborne.
Another month, you are the man. Taking my time throughout the day.
David Gilmour and a track from the album About Face, that's Blue Light. Now, where are they now? That's what I ask myself. Dave Richards.
Hello, we're on the... Is this the starboard side?
This is the starboard side.
This is the starboard side, as opposed to port, which we're not on at the moment.
Oh, right.
Other side of the ship here. Right, directly above us is our enormous mast. Cheers. And actually, talking of
masts, can we just say happy Christmas to Steve?
Oh, Steve, of course.
A couple of weeks ago, you might recall, we went off the air for some aerial maintenance. A couple of weeks ago, he went right to the very top, and it's 300 foot from deck, the top of the mast. I remember going up to about the first crossbeam section a couple of weeks ago, and that was enough for me. I mean, that was more than enough for me. And that's only about 80 to 90 foot above deck level, and
I tell you what, I was most impressed because he dived into a glass of water after.
That's right.
well impressed with that one.
Double 19.
Double 19.
Classic.
Absolutely. On this side, actually, we keep all our life-saving gear as well. There's our Lilo there with our outboard motor on it, which we keep in case of.
That's not life-saving gear. That's fun gear.
Oh, sorry. That's yeah.
with my. We have a bit of fun on that.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, there's the dog.
Our life saving gear, actually, on this boat consists of, apart from the obvious, life jackets and the old ring and the ring life saving buoys.
Yeah.
We've got two life rafts on each side that can hold 10 people. And as soon as they want these inflatable ones, as soon
one
as
you... Jay Jackson.
That's why there's two on this side, one for him and one for me, and the rest of you on the other side. No, what they do is, let me just explain about these life rafts. What happens, you see, is we throw them over the side and there's a cord attached to them, and you pull the cord and they inflate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, when they inflate, a light comes on, and also a radio beacon goes out so that the Coast Guards can track where we are straight away, and also is an SOS, automatic SOS sent out on them.
Yeah, and we can, of course, continue broadcasting as well.
touch wood, we won't have to use them.
In addition to those, we've got a couple of ex-Royal Navy jobs as well, which are rather nice and lovely and all that sort of business. So, that's all astern of us, anyway. Yeah.
Dave?
If we look forward...
Just a second, can I just...
Butt in
seconds. Yeah, he's just butting in.
Those little life
keep quiet, Bruce, this is our programme, not yours.
No, hang on, chaps. Is that one of those tent things? It has a little roof on it as well, doesn't it?
They all do. Those are the standard Department of Trade life rafts, which do have the little roofs on, which you can zip up.
Very nice.
And basically have a good time in, if you're into that sort of thing.
Sorry.
And they also contain food.
Really?
Yes, steak and chips, that sort of thing.
Oh, great.
It is emergency food rations, which is quite serious. Sorry, Jake.
I was going to say, if we look forward at the moment, we can see the Vauxhall, and that's got an interesting history, like this whole ship, which is amazing. If we look forward, if you see on the pictures, the bit that sticks up at the front, that is the beginning of it. There used to be 36 guys when this ship was a fishing vessel. Raffles! Used to be a fishing vessel, 36 guys, and the crew used to live up there, and they used to have the mate who used to have his own little cabin, there's a cooker and all that sort of business. Three stories, I believe it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is, it goes down very, very deep. Both sides as well, both port and starboard forecastle, are split, and it's about 35 or 40 feet deep at that point. So obviously from the top to the bottom. Three stories, which were used for storage space and what have you. A very interesting history this ship has had, involved in the Cod Wars, of course.
Shall we say hello to all the people that used to work on the Rod's Revenge? There are a lot of people around that used to work on her, and also people that used to sell on other ships that have one heck of a respect for this ship.
Yeah.
Let's say on this Christmas Day, let's hope that we are sort of keeping the tradition of her being an interesting ship alive in her own kind of little way.
That's it, and she's being very well looked after as well.
Of course,
of course. Tony James is on at... actually, Tony James is on at 3 o'clock, but he's currently being attacked by a Flying Dutchman with a with a metal canister. And good morning to you. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
How are you today? Merry Christmas, mate. First time we've seen you. Okay, and we've got the dog here. Anyway, next I think we're going to have a look in the generator, not the generator room, the engine room.
Yeah.
And after that, Johnny's annoying the dog like mad here. he's just ripped his arm off.
Oh, great.
There's also a roast limb of John Lewis for Christmas dinner as well. We're having a look there next, and then it'll be time for food and things, and we'll be... reading out dedications for our families and what have you, so that should be good.
Great stuff. I'll be down with you again in about 10 minutes. I'll be with you again in about 10 minutes, Dave.
Oh, okay, mate.
Top of your time. See you later. Bye
bye.
Oh my God. Well, how about that? This is giving you a quick insight to what goes down on the Ross Revenge here. A guided tour, no less. Isn't it amazing? Talking about hellos, good grief, what's that? The Ross Revenge is now going to sink for you. I think they're going to start the engines up later on as well. Bermuda, here we come. A quick hello to Mandy and Caroline. I said I'd say hello to them today. Thank you for the kiss the other day, ladies. Terrific, that. For you, this is ABC and A Look of Love.